Phil, everyone in Scotland is really proud of where they come from, but what are you most proud of your hometown?
It's very difficult to have a single one. I'm from born on the Isle of Wight, but I'm living and grew up in Essex. I'm a longing to go to it. I'm quite defensive about Essex just because there is that perception, which is.
Have you seen that TV show?
No.
You've never watched it?
No.
Ian, have you watched
The Only Way is Essex?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, no, I'm from Essex as well.
Oh, it's
a brilliant place.
How old are you?
Same age as Phil. Yeah.
You're not exactly target demographic in The Only Way.
You've got to learn, don't you?
I think that's that. It's just such a narrow perception. Also, the people that they're focusing on are like that in Guildford, are like that in South London, like that in Edinburgh, are like that in Newcastle. It's just young, shouty people. I was in Barnapley the other night, and just a procession of women wearing what I assume were kitchen towels came in, and there were orange ladies as well. Some sort of vitamin thing going on this time. Really, we've got to stop drinking that too much orange juice. It can't be good for them. And they look like orange sex pandas, basically. Very little clothes. And then they came in and started shouting at each other. And the woman came in, and I love Barnack, it's a great restaurant. And a girl came in there at 3 in the morning, I was in there and dinner was fresh. And a girl came in with a kebab into a restaurant, while she was eating a kebab. Part of me hated this, part of me wanted to buy her some sort of trophy. Life's a buffet, Richard.
Thank you very much, Ian. That question. Phil, I need to put a go.